escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, let me be clear. We passed a map in Illinois that follows the Constitution, and that is not what Governor Abbott is trying to do in Texas. We believe that the people of Texas deserve to have fair representation and not to have the game changed in the middle of the decade.
That's right.
There already is litigation about the original map that they put in place. Now they want to change it again. That no doubt will end up being litigated too. But let me be clear that they are attempting to cheat. And, you know, I think we all know Donald Trump is a cheater.
Yeah.
So is the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, in so many ways. And we here in Illinois believe that we're, you know, what is 2025? We've had elections now for, you know, the 5 years that this map has been in place. We want to continue to have those fair elections. And we're proud of the fact that Democrats do better than Republicans in those districts where they're hyper-competitive, frankly. And we won in virtually every one of those districts that was competitive.
Well, Governor J.B. Pritzker swooping in to save the day for those Texas Democrats who needed a safe place, a safe space to go, a sanctuary, you might say, from their own constituents in the state of Texas. They're in the state legislature. You've got, I think it was like 50 Democrats fleeing the state, trying to block a quorum from being formed to give the Democrats the opportunity to debate on the people's floor in the state of Texas, in the legislature there, whether or not these new maps were going to be workable or not. We're going to get here with Jeannie Ives in a minute. Brad, you let me know when we're ready. Are we ready with her?
No, we're not
ready. Okay, we're connecting with her. We're going to talk to her about this because J.B. Pritzker, my understanding is that they were meeting in DuPage County. And that's just kind of a middle finger to a lot of people in DuPage County who have known a red county that has then since changed to blue. There is a very small group.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The people in this country who are looking at this Texas story, the way Ryan, you and I, and the people listening to us right now, this is... I understand this is not what everybody cares about, but it's what I care about and what I think a lot of you listening care about. This is particularly offensive.
Yes. It's really amazing because it's such a bad decision. If, like you said, though, most of America probably not paying attention to this, but if you're in politics or you're even interested in politics, this is probably breaking through. And it's a pretty big story, especially with the drama going on with Governor Abbott. You got to be back by 3 o'clock today.
For Texas Democrats to say we're not going to do our job, we're going to Illinois.
Of all places.
Because they're fighting for fair maps.
I mean, you could have gone. What was Sarah Huckabee Sanders gonna bar you from the state if you went there? Like, it's not that they could kick you out. You just have to be not in Texas. But they chose Illinois, of all places, to say, we just want fair maps. It's the worst PR decision they could possibly make in this news story.
Okay. Well, the first person I thought of when I was hearing that they were going to DuPage County, I'm like, I need to check on my friend Jeannie Ives, because if anybody knows what is going on here, what Governor Pritzker is capable of and all of that, it's definitely my friend Jeannie Ives. And we're bringing her on to the Annie Fry Show here right now. Jeannie, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for giving us some light on what's going on. Just give us your understanding there from DuPage County, what these Texas Democrats are doing under the very welcoming wing of our Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Well, I mean, we know what they're doing. They're actually doing a political stunt, because I was there at the press conference last night. I was very curious about this because it was literally just a few miles from my own home. And so I went there and then I started looking at the map, and they couldn't have picked a worse spot to come when they're fighting gerrymandering, because we were in the 8th district. Across the street was the 3rd district. Less than a mile away was the 6th congressional district of Illinois. And if you traveled less than a mile north, you went through the 8th and hit the 3rd district again. So terrible optics if you really understood the gerrymandering in the state of Illinois. But they came off the bus, about 22 came off the bus, another 5 arrived by car. They set up in this press conference in DuPage County. And I think it's because Pritzker wants to put a further stakes down in DuPage County. He has gerrymandered the district incredibly. In DuPage County, population 920,000, which should have about 1.25 congressional representatives. There are 5 congressional districts in just that county that reach into it. So, I mean, if people understood the numbers behind this, I think that they would know that Pritzker, who has, according to 538, signed the worst Democratic gerrymander in the country. So he may call Trump a cheater, but he is a liar.
Yeah, it would certainly take one to know one if Donald Trump is, in fact, what he accuses him of. You know, I said this last week, Jeannie, and I want to bring it a little bit into more of a narrow focus with your expertise here in the state of Illinois, because you're plugged in with the state legislature all across the state. You were one of the biggest movers and shakers in the Republican Party in the state of Illinois. But I was accusing Hillary Clinton of being the, I guess, de facto leader of the Democrat Party, because she's the last person who actually, you know, ran for office getting the mantle from Barack Obama, who I say was actually kind of honest with us. He said he wanted hope and change. It was no real policy. It was an idea, and people were up for that at the time. But I haven't seen a Democrat run on abject truth in the lifetime that I've been paying this close attention to politics, that there is a constant effort, a man behind the curtain who's pulling all the levers and trying to make all the smoke and mirrors happen to make voters feel a certain way. And as soon as the truth gets revealed, everyone's like, what? What's going on? And J.B. Pritzker is trying to be masterful at that. I would argue that bringing those Texas Democrats to the state of Illinois is 100% about J.B. Pritzker. I don't think it's going to help the Texas Democrats at all.
Well, no, the fact that he showed up in DuPage County for a press conference like this, you know, All it was media there. There was nobody else there. This was not his Democrat constituency really there. It was hordes of media. In fact, the Houston Chronicle was there. I believe the Texas Tribune flew somebody out. The Washington Post guy who I was standing next to was from Wisconsin. So this was more about him. So he put all of his press people together to highlight himself, not necessarily the Texas delegation, but J.B. Pritzker. This was him grandstanding, this him applauding these folks. He's giving sanctuary to Texas Democrats, finding them homes to stay in when he can't help the homeless in the state of Illinois. And so, again, they took the opportunity, both Gene Wu, the head of the Texas delegation, and Pritzker, to essentially bash Trump. And have you picked up on it? Because this will be their next protest headliner. It is going to be the Trump Texas takeover. Trump Texas takeover. All the alliteration is there. This will be the protest march that you'll find in Chicago and elsewhere. And, you know, this is all grandstanding on their part.
Yeah, it is. And J.B. Pritzker knows exactly what he's doing. He might dawdle a little bit running for governor again in the state of Illinois because he can buy that seat for the most part. Yeah. But he wants to be the president of the United States. And so he's trying to reach into Texas. And I mean, I think the grossest part about it is it's probably for donations for J.B. Pritzker. I don't think he's actually going to be helping Texas. He's not going to overcome Governor Abbott, Ken Paxton in the state of Texas. He's not going to overcome the people of Texas. That's not really the way Texans roll. And in the meantime, he's leaving behind so many Illinoisans. You could speak to this in specific numbers, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. The way the state of Illinois, by the numbers, not by the results of the election, because of the gerrymandering, the way Illinois has shifted across the board, even though, 65% of the population is in Cook County, Illinois is shifting a little bit closer towards purple, way more than people would know, because of the districts that have been drawn by this over control by the Democrat Party in the state of Illinois. Where is Illinois headed right now? And have they been headed under Governor Pritzker's governorship?
Well, it's great because what Trump has been able to do is he's been messaging directly to the people, and the people feel like he's speaking with authenticity because they understand what he says is what they know is happening in their lives. And the Democrats are doing nothing but trying to confuse folks and lie about that. But they have gerrymandered the districts to their advantage where it's almost impossible to win in some of these districts. But Illinois, for its most part, just like Texas picked up Hispanics, which is why they're looking at redrawing districts to make them more competitive. Because guess what? When you have political power, that's what you do. Illinois is moving more purple. And so the only way that they're working to help the Democrat side is to confuse people and to lie about them and say, well, they're going to take away your Medicaid. You're going to have higher taxes to bail out, you know, the billionaire class. And none of that is actually true. It's the opposite is true. What we're doing is we're adding accountability. Now, it is interesting when you look at these gerrymandered districts, and just for a quick comparison here, in the Texas House, the Democrats are in the minority, but they still hold 41% of the seats. And congressionally, they hold 34% of the seats. In Illinois, where the Republicans are in the minority, we hold 34% House seats, but only 18% of the congressional seats. So again, this illustrates that Illinois is far more gerrymandered than Texas. And I think when the truth comes out and people are presented with it, they will accept the truth. And that's what bothers Pritzker. He knows people are paying attention. He knows we're under a cultural revolution. He knows the trans issue is going away. He knows that they're extreme on abortion. He knows that the tax is that we're the highest taxed property taxes in the nation now. He knows that he can't lie to the people anymore because we have alternative media that folks are listening to, and Trump is speaking truth to power, and they like that.
Yes, amen. We're speaking with Jeannie Ives right now, and when we talk about alternative media, I want to encourage you to check out her podcast, The Real Story. You can also follow her on Facebook at facebook.com/Jeannie Ives. Jeannie challenged, as I mentioned before we got into the segment, Bruce Rauner in the primary, and you did a hell of a job considering how much money Bruce Rauner spent against you. Ultimately, J.B. Pritzker wiped the floor with Bruce Rauner in that 2018 election, and here we are still in 2025.
Right.
An opportunity, since I have you on the phone, you know, you and I have talked about the congressional district that is the 13th district. That's the district that I'm in. It's this little finger that goes through all the college towns from where, almost where I am right now. I'm standing in St. Louis, but right across the river, all the way snaked up through Champaign, Urbana. I've heard people say they're not 100% sure you can drive the whole district without having to leave the district to get to the other side of the district. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but it's obnoxious. And Illinois is being used as a national indication of how gerrymandering can really, truly, effectively be done because of districts like ours right here across the river in Illinois. Is there hope for the state of Illinois in this upcoming election? Got to have good candidates, have to have challengers to the Democrats. How do you move forward, Jeannie, looking at the next election and focusing your attention where we can have some wins?
Well, I mean, honestly, the gerrymandered congressional districts do make it difficult to pick up some of these seats, although we have some cases where there's an opportunity. I think our best opportunity is to hit Pritzker and hit him really hard because his record is so atrocious that there's multiple messaging points to multiple different constituencies. You know, if you're a Black, you have not been served well by Pritzker. If you work in manufacturing, you have not been served well by Pritzker. If you just are a regular resident, you've seen your electric bill skyrocket. These are all Pritzker's policies at the same time you've had higher taxes. So there, he's been so terrible on every policy issue that I think that we really need to focus in on the state legislative races. And with that, the governorship. I think those are our best bets to win, quite frankly. And I'm going to encourage people to really get involved in the state legislative race to flip those because the records, I mean, again, we're suffering here in the state of Illinois under these Democrat policies. And I think that if everybody can do their part with connecting with their network, we have an opportunity.
Jeannie Ives with us right now. Last question before I let you go. I don't need names unless you have some that you're really eager to throw out there. But in the conversation of Republicans who would challenge J.B. Pritzker, do you have any hopeful candidates? You know, people who are considering, maybe haven't announced yet, maybe people who have that you're like, I think maybe possibly we could do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to be 100% behind Ted Dabrowski when he announced for governorship. I expect him to do that shortly. And he can go five levels deep on policy, and he's a true conservative, and he's got the background to make this happen. So, Ted, I'm sure he is planning on an announcement soon, and I will be backing him 100%.
I want to encourage folks to follow Jeannie Ives on her Facebook page, host of The Real Story. Also check out Breakthrough Ideas as well on Facebook. Jeannie, I would, especially going into this, it's a midterm for everyone else. It's a huge deal for the state of Illinois. I'm going to connect with you as much as possible. You know, I've been able to talk through your time in the state legislature before your governor run. Always been brave and bold, and I'm so glad to be a friend of yours and have you on the show. So please answer Brad's text messages and calls when he asks you to come back. You're a great source of information for us.
Absolutely.
Here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yep. I appreciate you as well, Jeannie. Thank you so much. Good to have you here. Jeannie Ives, she is the host of The Real Story. Like I said, she is someone who served in the state legislature. She was fiery. She advocated for the Illinois taxpayer with fierce common sense, something that when I saw it, I was like, holy crap, I didn't know you could say that in Springfield. And Jeannie certainly did. I've been a huge supporter of hers for quite a long time and excited to hear. Ted Dabrowski is somebody who we've had on this show many times over the course of the years. I've been involved, I think, with Illinois Policy Institute, maybe Wire Points. Over the course of time. But boy, if you want to talk to, I've heard several. I have my thoughts of who I'd like to see run for governor. I don't know if they actually are. I keep sending texts and they're not getting answered, which to me is kind of an answer because other texts I send get answered. I have hope for the state of Illinois. I'm not going to give it up. When I do give it up, you'll be the first to know right here on this show. But stick to policy, stick to the Illinois taxpayer, and this is winnable in 2026. All those statewide folks, there is not a single Republican in statewide office in the state of Illinois. There is a supermajority of Democrats in the General Assembly in both the State House and the State Senate. Time to put our nose to the grindstone and get to work in ways where it can actually be measurable. I'm going to just put this out here right now. If you're listening to the show and you're in the state of Illinois, I don't care where you are. If you've ever thought about running for office, ever, or you want to get involved in somehow, but if you've ever thought about running for office, please contact me on the Facebook page. Just send me a private message. It will be between us. I'm the one who manages all that. So when you send messages to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, it comes to me. Great to talk to Jeannie Ives there. We're going to speak with Chong Do, the president and chief executive officer of BioVi Pharma. And I want you to understand that when we talk to him in the future, here in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about inflammation. This is all of these things coming out of the MAHA movement. These are all things that I'm like super interested in because I don't know much about it. A lot of times I'll have guests on and I know a lot about what we're talking about. Boy, do I want to learn what MAHA is trying to teach us. I've got my ears wide open. I hope you will too at 1:30. When we come back, let's touch base back again on the YouTube poll. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.